Now to an online game that's a big hit among college students wanting to harness political power. Go Cross Campus has rules similar to Risk, that board game of world domination. In this contest, students forego the little plastic soldiers and do battle on virtual territory. From member station WNPR in Connecticut, Diane Orson reports.
Thousands of armed Yale students vanquish Brown's pitiful forces. The commander orders troops to gather quickly on the Massachusetts border. Now Yale's militia invades Cambridge, humiliating Harvard in a bloody slaughter.
It's mad. It's pure madness. I'm hoping he attacks. Ooh, you see?
19-year-old Yale freshman Emmanuel Corti studies the computer screen, feverishly attacking and seizing virtual school campuses. Students plot out strategy during internet chats, but Corti says they're so serious about it that they also meet in real life. The web just isn't safe.
Because of spies, you have people who say they support Team Yale but have, for whatever reason, an affection for Harvard, for example. And so when plans are discussed in the secret Yale team chat, they copy and paste this in an email and send it to Harvard commanders.
More than 70,000 students have played the game. 5,000 participated in the last Ivy League tournament, billed as the largest competitive event in the history of the Ivy League. Prepare for awesomeness. Go Cross Campus is the brainchild of one Columbia student and a handful of Yalees, including Brad Hargraves.
Online gaming has gotten a really bad rap. People conjure up images of the guy sitting in his mother's basement eating a bag of Cheetos playing World of Warcraft.
Most video games are pretty solitary. Go Cross Campus is played on teams, so it's a collaborative social experience, says co-founder Matt Breimer.
We like to think we're pioneering this kind of team-based social gaming space, bringing spirit, I would say, of team sports to the online world of gaming.
Inc. magazine has named Go Cross Campus one of America's top 10 coolest college startups. Back at his laptop in New Haven, Emmanuel Corti's moved from mere campus battles to conquering the world.
I have very little opposition currently, so I'm just going to sweep as many territories as I can.
And after a quick jolt of global domination, it's back to the books. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.